The views expressed on this program are those of the individual participants and not necessarily those of WVUD or the University of Delaware. Welcome to WVUD's Campus Voices, weekly conversations with interesting members of the university community, visitors to campus, and others engaged in thought-provoking research and community service. Stay tuned for Campus Voices on WVUD.
Welcome to Campus Voices, and today Matthew and I are hosting Michelle Bennett, the University Sustainability Manager, coming back for a return appearance. Thank you, Michelle, for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So I think the first thing we need to do is for everybody, not just University of Delaware students, is let's go over the basics of what you can and cannot recycle.
Yeah.
My peanut butter jar.
Yeah, throw that sucker in there. If you can give them a little rinse, that's great.
Just but a little rinse?
You don't have to. I mean, I scrape every ounce of peanut butter out of my peanut butter jar because peanut butter is delicious. But if you are not quite that tenacious, give it a little rinse. You don't have to clean that sucker out. They can handle it. If you're, say, a carton of orange juice comes in a plastic container, or like your gallon of milk is in a plastic container, those suckers definitely go in the recycle.
But the top doesn't.
You can pop that top right off, yeah.
Yeah, because that's what I heard, is the top's usually made of a plastic that's hard to recycle.
Yeah, well, and the biggest, one of the biggest challenges they have are separating the top from the rest of it. So even if the top makes it into the recycling, they can like sort it out and figure out where it goes in the recycle stream or in the trash. But if it's still on there, it kind of contaminates the waste stream that your bottle is attached to. So, I mean, we visited the recycling plant last semester, myself and some interns, and they just have the most amazing machinery. We posted a little bit on Twitter, videos of this stuff, and it is amazing what they can and can't do, but there's some things that just can't go in there. They can't handle it.
Like paper towels and tissues.
No tissues or paper towels. Anything fit to print can go in the recycling. So newspaper, books, your office paper, anything fit to print goes in the recycling.
But a paper bag you get at a store?
Yeah, because they can put the like logo of your store on there if they want to.
But not plastic bags.
Yeah, how many plastic bags do Americans throw away every year?
Oh, man, it's this astronomical amount. It's 100 billion with a B. And that's like 12 million barrels of oil that we just like toss for funsies every year. You can't throw those in the recycling, but you can take them back to the grocery store. Home Depot and other like kind of home improvement places often have a plastic bag recycling collection. And that stuff actually gets recycled pretty locally, and it goes right back into new plastic bags. So still pretty easy to recycle them, but they can't go in with the rest of your recycling. They have to be separate.
What about my collection of really bad and torn up Robert Heinlein sci-fi novels from, these old paperbacks that are falling apart that I've had since the 60s.
Yeah, paperbacks can go in there, but if you have a hardback book of any kind, textbooks, or you bought the, latest mystery thriller and you just couldn't wait for the paperback, those suckers do not go in the recycling because the shredders can't handle them.
Light bulbs?
Glass, like incandescent light bulbs are good. CFLs, the Curly Q light bulbs, they need to go separate because they have mercury in them.
Mm.
So you can actually, if you are on campus and say you're in a residence hall, you can organize with your residence hall to collect like a box of those guys. And then you can call or email. There's a form on our website where they will come and pick it up and recycle it for you. But it's got to be in bulk. It can't be like two light bulbs. So save them up for the semester. And then at the end of semester, somebody just fill out the form. It's on our website.
And your website is?
udel.edu/sustainability. And that magical form is sustainability/waste.
Okay, cool. Well, Michelle, it's always fun to talk with you about sustainability and things. It's like, really all this talk with you and other people about recycling has really sort of help transform my waste processing. It's like, get the strawberries in a plastic container. And I had been tossing that plastic container in the trash, but it can go.
Yep. Yeah, any hard plastic can go in the recycling. And then if you have a we call them film plastics, so that goes right back to plastic bags, but saran wrap, same thing, cannot go in the recycling. So if it's nice and hard and crunchy, yeah, toss that sucker in there.
And my collection of 1990s Apple Macintosh fanzines, that can go in, right?
Oh, yeah. You haven't burned those yet?
No, I don't think that would be responsible to be emitting carbon into the atmosphere like that.
Well, it's made out of apple, so it might be emitting like rainbows and kittens into the atmosphere.
You've been doing a lot of different things on campus since the last time we were in here, and before we get into some of the things you have planned for the spring 2016 semester, why don't you summarize some of the things that y'all have done out of the sustainability office?
Oh, buddy, it has been busy. So I have this huge team of interns. Last semester, we had more than a dozen interns doing different things, and some of them were getting class credit, all unpaid, but this semester, oh, announcement, we have a paid internship that we just got money for like 2 weeks before semester started, and it is a zero waste coordinator paid internship. We're giving you money, and what that role is going to do is they're going to help us trial events on campus that are going to be zero waste events. So that intern will be reaching out to, say, catering services, athletics, a bunch of people on campus. They're going to say, hey, we really want to do this. We're going to do everything for you. It's not going to increase your costs. I'm going to have volunteers because I'm getting paid to collect all this stuff, and I'll definitely be helping them. And then when we find an event that is appropriate, we're going to trial it and see how it goes. If there's any little troubleshooting, we'll do it, but we'll take care of everything. And then we're going to document everything to make sure we can repeat that experience, and hopefully we'll have a volunteer corps that can do zero waste events on campus when people are keen to do that.
So when you say a zero waste event on campus, you mean an existing event and helping them make it so that they don't toss a lot of stuff.
Yes, exactly. And there are definitions on what quote-unquote zero waste means. And basically it's getting as much food out of, or not food, as much waste, including food, out of the landfill as possible. So, you know, we'll be helping people recycle as much as possible instead of just putting the bins out and, you know, crossing our fingers that people magically know what goes in the bins. Hopefully we'll find a solution for some of the food waste. We don't have a good composting facility in the area anymore, but we might be able to work something else out. So it really, it'll be our volunteers and our coordinator helping people sort their waste appropriately, either during, before, or after the event, kind of depending on how the event is set up, and doing it in a way that doesn't impact the operations at all. So whoever's paying for the event doesn't have to pay extra for that.
And I know that one of the things you've been doing, you've been working with the University of Delaware Dining Services on what they throw out.
Yes, absolutely. So we've been working with them on a variety of issues for food waste for recycling. So we work with them to figure out how we can communicate and educate students on how to prevent food waste. So, you know, if students grab what they're going to eat, and then if they're a little more hungry, they go back and grab more maybe. But they, you know, we're trying to avoid that situation where they take like one bite out of a hamburger and they're full and they like toss the whole thing. Another thing we're doing is we got a big grant. We're finalizing the contract now. So it's going to be over $120,000 to put brand new recycle bins around campus. And we're not going to be able to replace every bin, but we're going to have signage for the first time ever telling you like what is recyclable and what's not. We're going to have new bins in like Perkins and Trabant and some other places where the bins are just out of date. If you've been in Perkins, you'll notice that there are bins that say glass only, and that's no longer applicable in Delaware. All of Delaware has single stream recycling. So whatever you do on UD campus, you can do off campus everywhere in Delaware. And we need to update our bins to reflect that. So we're going to do that. Some of our outdoor waste bins, we're going to have a few more on campus, and we're going to replace some of the older ones that are kind of, you know, a little gross looking, and maybe they have squirrels living in them. There's a squirrel infestation with one or two bins on campus. It's actually pretty funny. You go to put something in there, and instead a squirrel pops out.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's great fun. And then we're going to be putting signage around all a lot of the dining facilities, so it's very clear what goes where. So stay tuned for that. That will probably be implemented not this semester, but either in the fall or spring, because we're just finalizing the mm-hmm. contract now. So it's a little too late for this semester. And that grant will also have a paid internship role for recycling coordination. So we're trying to kind of take our current recycling core of interns and kind of bump it up into the next gear. So we're hoping a paid internship will get a little more going. But keep your eyes peeled for recycling interns, trying to reach out to people, get your attention, and just educate folk on campus about recycling. And they can come to classes or events and give little talks. We have little 10-minute quick presentations that our students give. And then they can answer questions about recycling. So if anyone has anything like that, an RSO, a dorm, a hall, anyone who wants someone to come in and talk, we can do that.
I get a little loud there. You've got a program coming up starting February 5th or 6th, once mm-hmm. the students are here, and running through April 1st. It looks really exciting. It's a nationwide program that you've joined.
Yeah, so it's called Recycle Mania. It's a nationwide competition among colleges and universities. And it's just how much can you recycle in, you know, from February to April. The University of Delaware has actually participated for like 3 or 4 years in a row. But because there was no one on campus who was in charge of promoting and in charge of like really getting people excited about it, it kind of ran in the background. Some of the dorms got really excited about it, but now we want it to be bigger than like, you know, one or two dorms that are really engaged with it. So all you got to do is freaking recycle. That's it. So all the cool recycling stuff that we've discussed, so, you know, all your hard plastics going in the recycle, your glass and cans, you know, no plastic bags, put that, those guys in the recycling. Everything else can go in our trash cans. And we are, like, I really want to own this competition this year. So if we can get everyone just, like, find the one recycle bin that's convenient for you on your routine and nail that sucker every day.
Again, I'm Richard Gordon, and then Matthew and I are talking with Michelle Bennett, the university's recycle mania woman.
Yep. I'm the recycling guru, I suppose.
Trashing one egg wastes 55 gallons of water.
Yep.
How the heck?
So it's, you know, obviously you got to water your chickens, but they're not like, you know, water buffalo. So that's not where most of the water is. Most of the water is in getting that egg from the chicken to your plate. So think about what they got to wash the eggs. You know, if you've never raised chickens, and I haven't, but my cousins do, they're not clean animals. And when they lay their eggs, the eggs are not always pretty and sparkly when you go in to collect them. So you got to wash the eggs. And then you got to transport them. All the water and wastewater that goes into fuel is probably accounted for in that figure. And then you got to get them to the fridge section and the refrigeration. And then you got to cook them. And what if, you know, you're, say, poaching your egg or some such? Like sometimes when you cook eggs, there's water involved.
And don't forget the packaging.
Don't forget all that packaging, man. Like, you know, that papery stuff that a lot of, you know, egg cartons are made out of? There's water in that process. Don't get me started on styrofoam. So, you know, all that packaging takes water to manufacture and transport and do the whole rigmarole as well.
That sounds like a challenge. Matt, I think we should get her started about styrofoam.
Styrofoam. So, styrofoam. During campus move-in and move-out, the residence halls recycle styrofoam. And this is like a really cool program that they have to kind of reduce when you're unpacking your new, you know, mini fridge or whatever it is. All that styrofoam, they have a big collection dumpster usually, and you can put all that styrofoam in for move in and move out. Unfortunately, we don't have a facility that accepts styrofoam close to campus. The nearest one is in Pennsylvania, like an hour and a half or so away. So that's why we only do it during move in and move out. But we generate so much styrofoam at that time, we just had to. So, you know, if you are moving in or out of the residence halls, keep your eyes peeled. There will be somewhere to recycle your styrofoam, and that's huge because styrofoam is one of those things that never goes away.
One of the things that I know we've had faculty members in here talking about waste paper and how that actually, the recycling of waste paper is one of the United States' biggest export industries.
Oh, yeah. So recycling is, you know, in the market, in the commodities market, like anything else, prices go up and down, and usually for these reclaimed materials, like the price isn't super great. A lot of it ends up getting exported to other countries because either they have a higher demand or their labor costs are lower. There's a lot of different reasons. And, you know, paper, electronics, a lot of those get shipped overseas to be recycled.
You've talked about Recycle Mania, which will be from February 5th through April 1st. You have some other events planned during the semester at different times.
Oh, yeah, man. So we've got a lot going on this semester. On April 13 at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, a gentleman from DSWA, that's Delaware Solid Waste Authority, he is coming to campus to talk to us about recycling. If you have not detected a theme for the semester, it is definitely recycling. So he's going to come and give us a talk. I've called it Trash to Treasure as like an event title, and I've sent that along to our friend at DSWA. So I kind of threw down the gauntlet. We'll see what he cooks up. But he does a lot of speaking events, so that'll be great. And if you have any questions about the waste stream, anything in Delaware, which includes all of our, you know, UD campuses, like come and ask this guy questions. He knows all the things. And also, he'll be able to talk about why we don't compost, that kind of stuff. So that'll be great. And then May 2nd, this is right after, you know, kind of the Earth Month mania gets wound down. We have a returning event. We're trying to make it annual. It's called Jobs in Sustainability. And this is where we invite alumni who work in the broad sustainability field somehow. We invite them to campus to come talk to students about their career trajectory, how they got into it. And we especially target alumni who are not in kind of traditional sustainability fields. So this isn't about like majoring in environmental studies like I did. Last year, we had alumni who worked in like interior design, product labeling and verification, logistics, manufacturing. So a lot of different areas where maybe you don't realize there's job opportunities and how sustainability might boost your resume, make you more interesting and stand out to employers. So come to that event, bring your resumes, students who may be graduating soon. Because last year, one of our alumni ended up hiring a student off of that event. So, you know, just going to drop that there.
Oh, information about that event and the internships you've mentioned earlier, are they out at your website?
They are indeed. So, the events you can just search on UDEL. UDEL/events. I've got everything on the typical
calendar.
Events
calendar.
Yes, mm-hmm. The events calendar. And if you get on Handshake, all of the internships are posted. Get your applications in right at the beginning of semester or sooner if possible. And then I have information about Recycle Mania on our webpage. That's all been updated. The internship specifically, I like to just put all of that on Handshake.
Yeah, that's the, for those of you in the Newark community, that's the University of Delaware's Career Services Center. One of the things I think is really interesting is you've been hired as the university sustainability manager and are housed in facilities, but you end up working with people all across the campus. And we've talked about dining services mm-hmm. and residence life, I mean the residence halls. Who else have you worked with over the past year since the last time you came into our fair studio?
Oh, man. So I work with a lot of our colleges. So I have contacts in, the Lerner Business School. I'm making contacts in the Horn program all the way up to, our engineering college, the science and arts colleges. All the groups on campus that kind of touch on sustainability, and most of those connections are either going to classes and giving a presentation or hiring interns. A lot of our courses that, for kind of experiential learning, a lot of my interns get class credit for their internship. So even though I can't pay them, they're getting credit. So I work with all those folk. I work a little bit just kind of chatting, helping out with the city of Newark. I'm trying to get more engaged there. And then I'm also working with like the Botanic Gardens and some other folk to help them get some volunteers. So I kind of reach out and touch base with as many people as I can. I help out, figure out where we kind of can work together. And the nice thing about my role in facilities is that I have the ability to reach outside of facilities. I'm not at all constrained by that department at all. And my bosses have been very supportive of me going out and reaching out and, giving them a heads up where necessary, but otherwise get engaged with the community.
How do you give the sales pitch to a department to get involved in your programs?
The first thing I'll do, it depends. If we're talking internships, I'll come in and I'll say, my interns are collecting data, they are doing analyses, they are doing surveys, they are building programs, they are doing management. I mean, all of our internship programs are built by the students. So I'll give them a challenge and I'll say, okay, we want to improve recycling. What are the missing data points? This is the information we have. What do we need? And then they design the program and then they go out and do it. And then we come back and troubleshoot it. And they collect all the data, we do analyses, and we say, okay, well, what's working, what is helping us, you know, and we go through that iterative process. I call it Chop Your Babies, where it's an exercise where you take this thing that you've spent so much time on and you've put so much effort into it, and you just, like, cut all the fat off. So it might be like a report or a paper where I'm like, okay, you know, this is 3 pages long, make it 2 pages long. Or it might be all these data points where I say, well, what's actually useful? What's giving us information? What are we going to need in 5 years?
So it sounds like you're really challenging your student interns to help you develop not just data, but programs based on the data.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the thing is they're, you know, I'll sit down and I'll pose them with the questions. I'll kind of challenge them. But they are bringing all that kind of creativity and passion to the work, and they are, I mean, getting a heavy dose of reality too. So, you know, they'll meet with, say, our grounds guys who pick up recycling every day, and the grounds guys will say, oh, that's a great idea, but it won't work. And they'll give them a good reason why, you know, our guys can't get the truck over there to empty it or whatever it happens to be. And then they have to troubleshoot it again. So one thing we're working with, say, the engineering department is we'll say, okay, well, here's a challenge we have with our dumpsters, you know. Do any of your engineering students, are they going to be interested in picking up that challenge and creating a prototype solution to that challenge? So we're hoping to get something like that started up in future semesters so that we have all this wonderful expertise and knowledge that, you know, students and faculty have, bring it into the program, and then pursue all these challenges and goals that we are struggling with every day. And the students are driving all of that. So it's a great experience for them. A lot of the times I feel like I'm along for the ride and I'm just like, you know, waving a flag occasionally like, oh, hey, guys, we got to, you know, what about this? What about that? I play a lot of devil's advocate.
Michelle, you've mentioned a lot of different resources for the students to become more aware of what to recycle and how to recycle and things like that. You've got websites and you've got events planned. What other ideas can you share with us and the listeners to help encourage students and residents and everyday folk like me to be more aware of recycling and how to recycle?
That's a great question. That's kind of the crux of it, because, you know, you can kind of care about an issue, but until you, like, really get down and dirty with whatever your, like, everyday routine is, it's really hard. So what I do is I say, pick one small thing. So maybe it's, like, bringing a reusable bag to the store, or maybe it's just saying, like, hey, I'm going to recycle and take my tops off. Like, I'm going to remember to do that step. One small thing. And then just, like, work on that sucker until you nail it. When I started bringing reusable bags to the store, it took me 6 months to remember those suckers. 6 months. Because I kept forgetting them. They're so easy to forget. So I would, like, roll them up and put them in my purse, or I would, like, hide them in the door of my car or whatever it was, until finally they landed in the magical spot where I could remember them. And it was a lot of troubleshooting, but the important thing is I didn't beat myself up like, oh, no, I'm destroying the planet. I didn't give up. So if you can just, like, do that one thing, and then once you nail it, pick the next thing. So after that, it was like, okay, I got to remove my tops off of my recycling. And then after that, it might be like, oh, I want to learn how to compost. And then it becomes like a science experiment. So I set up a compost bin in my backyard. And that was an adventure because I live in the city. And if you don't control your compost, you get unwelcome guests in it. So that was fun. And then, you know, so it's just kind of that iterative, like, okay, I'm going to try this. And then when you nail it, just, like, pick that next little baby step. But just keep moving, whatever it is, and don't give up.
I think helping people learn what they can and cannot recycle is probably among the toughest challenges. I think by now, most of our culture in New Castle County, at least, is people are used to the idea of there's a recycle bin and there's a trash bin.
Yeah.
But I think that's really that must be the challenge for you, is getting students, faculty, and community members to know what goes where.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and this goes down to how we do recycling in the U.S. So we have a lot of people who come to the campus from other states. I mean, Delaware touches like 4 or 5 states. So, you know, you cross the border a few miles away into Maryland, completely different rules. You go up to Pennsylvania, every county might be different. Every town might be different. Mm. You know, if I think about how the different rules for recycling have applied in all the places that I visited and lived in the U.S., it's like, you know, you got to throw your hands up because everywhere you go, you have to relearn the local system. Delaware is really cool because the whole state has one recycling system. It's not like a city county thing. All of Delaware, one recycling system. We're great that we can do that. We're in a relatively small state. Awesome. So when people come in from, maybe faculty members live in Maryland or Pennsylvania, or a new student comes in from another state, we have to teach them, you know, every semester we have to hit this issue. It's never going to go away. We're never going to reach that magical moment where everyone knows how to recycle and, you know, the little CFL swirly light bulbs, you know, go off in everyone's head and it's, you know, raining kittens and solar panels. Like, that's never going to happen. So we're setting up a system and we're always improving it to just every semester remind people how to recycle, remind. And then if we do that, our goal is by 2020, cross our fingers, to increase our recycling rates up to 60%.
Here at the university.
Wow. That is the DSWA statewide, that's like Delaware's goal. So we're just like, we really want to hit that goal. So right now we hover around 20%, which isn't great. So, you know, that's why we're doing all this outreach, all this education, and we'll keep doing it. We're not giving up. Like every semester, as many events as we can cram in, as many outreach efforts as possible to remind people to recycle and how to recycle.
And community members and members of the university community can go to sites.udel.edu/sustainability/waste
yep.
for nice, pretty pictures about what you can and cannot put on those recycle cans.
Yep. And we have a little, you know, yes and no boxes there that remind you of specifics. So if you're like, oh, it says paper, but I don't remember what kind, you can click that box and it will give you details.
One last thing I got to ask you. This is where my neuroses comes in.
Yes.
I feel guilty about what am I supposed to do with batteries and electronics.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got you know, computers in my house that are older than you are, girl.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I look a lot younger than I am. I can thank my mom's side of the family for that. So with batteries and electronics, you can always take that stuff to like a Best Buy. Batteries you can take to like a Home Depot or a Lowe's, any kind of home improvement store. Here on campus, you can organize for bulk pickup of those items, because what we'll do is we'll put them in where our like IT department recycles their electronics, but it has to be bulk pickup. So if you're in a faculty department.
So it's like through your office, through the sustainability office over in facilities?
Yeah, it's EH&S, so Environmental Health and Safety. And the university movers physically pick it up. But if you go on our UDEL/sustainability/waste website, there's a form where you can request a pickup. It has to be bulk pickup. So if you get together with your office mates, your hall, your dorm hall, and you put your electronics, say, in a box, you label it, you can only have the one type of waste in that one box. You can fill out the magical form and they'll come pick it up, but it has to be bulk. So if you have like one computer, it's not going to do it. We can do bulk pickup, but bulk is like the most important word there. Don't pull the movers out there to pick up one printer that was in somebody's,
printer and one
office.
Vintage 2000 Macintosh computer, right?
You can sell that on eBay. Come on, man.
Michelle, I always learn so much when you come in.
I've learned a lot, too, just in these past 30 minutes. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. I'm always keen to get the word out.
Thanks for listening to Campus Voices. The views expressed on this program are those of the individual participants and do not necessarily reflect the official views of WVUD or the University of Delaware. For more information about Campus Voices and to find archived episodes, visit our website, www.udel.edu/campusvoices. We invite you to tune in every Thursday morning at 8:30 for Campus Voices on 91.3 FM, WVUD, and WVUD HD1, Newark, or online at WVUD.org.